Iran today fired the latest salvo in its war of words with Israel. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed to support any nation or group that confronts Israel, and he referred to the Jewish state as a cancerous tumor. Israelis have grown used to such statements from the leaders of enemy states, but the comments of one Islamic leader closer to home have drawn a sharp rebuke from Israel. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
The Grand Mufti of Jerusalem is the top Muslim official for the Islamic holy sites in Jerusalem and the Palestinian areas. He was appointed by the president of the Palestinian National Authority, which is dominated by the Fatah party. Last month, Sheikh Mohammed Hussein spoke at a Fatah anniversary ceremony. Here's part of what he said, quoting from a well-known hadith, or saying attributed to the Prophet Muhammad. The hadith says, "The hour will not come until you fight the Jews. The Jews will hide behind rocks and trees, and the rocks and trees will call out, 'O Muslim servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him.'" The hour is a reference to the end of days. So what was the Mufti trying to say exactly by citing this particular hadith at a political meeting right now? I met with Sheikh Hussein at his home in Jerusalem and asked him to explain.
The hadith, the statements by Prophet Muhammad that I quoted, was a statement that talked about the afterlife. It was not talking about the practical relationship between Muslims and Jews.
Hussein says there was nothing wrong with using the quote, and he doesn't apologize for it. The Israeli government, however, is taking offense, and the Mufti could be charged with incitement. Government spokesman Mark Regev says the Palestinian Authority should have condemned the speech.
I would argue that the Palestinian leadership has both a legal and a moral obligation to condemn this sort of hate talk. If they say they want peace, they shouldn't tolerate this sort of language. And they have a legal obligation because in the signed agreements between Israelis and Palestinians, they have an obligation, a legal obligation, to prevent this sort of hate speech.
Palestinian Media Watch, a watchdog group based in Jerusalem, first called attention to the Mufti's speech. Its director, Itamar Marcus, points out that the hadith quoted by the Mufti of Jerusalem is the same one found in the charter of Hamas, the Islamic militant group devoted to Israel's destruction. Marcus says the Mufti's speech is just part of a growing problem of Palestinian incitement against Jews and Israel.
The Mufti's call for violence is not, it's an isolated call from the Mufti, but it's not an isolated call from the Palestinian Authority. And if you want, I'll just show you some of the recent, this is something that started running in November of 2011.
Marcus shows me a series of videos on his group's website. He says they're recorded from Palestinian TV, and they add up to a media environment that aims to stoke hatred of Israelis and Jews and to glorify violence. Maddie Steinberg is another Israeli who has spent a lot of time studying statements from Palestinians. He worked for more than 30 years with the Shin Bet, Israel's intelligence agency, and he's an expert on Islamic fundamentalism. Steinberg says he probably knows the hadith quoted by the Mufti of Jerusalem by heart. He says the fact that the Mufti quoted this hadith is worrisome and dangerous, but not surprising. The West Bank leadership is opposed to violence, but in the current climate, Steinberg says, the Palestinian Authority is stuck.
It is a sign for the total disappointment and frustration of a real political process. There is a world of difference between, let us say, innate extremism and radicalization, which is caused by the failure of a pragmatic political settlement.
Steinberg says there's another reason to worry. When pragmatism fails, he says, it's easier for extremists to frame the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in religious terms. And that goes for either side, he says. The problem is, in a religious conflict, there's no room for political compromise. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.